Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him, in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we will be journeying through the Gospel of Luke as we go back to the basic. So oftentimes, we make Christianity into so many things that it's not. Let's focus in on the one thing that it is, the basic thing, a relational journey with Jesus.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this season of the podcast where we are connecting with Jesus and enjoying Him for who He is. And I'm so excited about our topic this morning. I think I'm just going to jump right in. The title of the podcast this morning is Be the Change. And I did take that from Gandhi. Gandhi so eloquently said, be the change that you want to see within the world. But honestly, we have to ask the question, where did Gandhi get that? Where did Gandhi get his stuff? Who made Gandhi Gandhi? And the answer to that question is Jesus of Nazareth, and particularly the Sermon on the Mount. Because Jesus of Nazareth was saying in so many words, and we're going to look at some of those words this morning, be the change that you want to see within the world. And before we even go there, we have to kind of get on the same page, and I know we can. Doesn't it sometimes feel like we are waiting for someone else to be the change that we want to see within the world? Doesn't it sometimes feel like we're waiting for somebody else to do it, whatever it is? And it might be making a significant impact in the lives of people that are hurting or broken or struggling. It might be living a certain value, being a certain kind of boyfriend or kind of parent, a certain kind of leader. It might be starting this or speaking against this or having this conversation. And I could go on living that kind of life. But sometimes it seems like we are waiting for someone else to do it, for someone else to be the change that we want to see within the world. And that's ironic, because what stirs us is when people are the change that they want to see, when people do it, as opposed to waiting for someone else to do it. So just ask the quick question, what is it? What is the change that you would like to see within the world? Just let the Spirit of God just allow that to bubble up in your heart and in your mind as we go to this story, because this story is about empowering and setting people free to be the change, to do it. And so it's the famous story of the feeding of the 5,000 in Luke chapter 9. And Jesus has been teaching all day, and people are getting hungry, and the disciples are getting nervous because it's a remote place. And so in verse 12, this is what happens. Late in the afternoon, the 12 disciples came to Jesus and said, send the crowd away. Now pay attention to that. Send the crowd away. Let somebody else deal with them. Let somebody else bring that change. Let somebody else do it. Send the crowd away so that they can go to the surrounding villages, countrysides, and find food and lodging, because we are in a remote place. But then Jesus replied, notice the pronoun, you give them something to eat. You be the change. You do it. And of course, they answered like we answer. We only have 5 loaves and 2 fish. And Luke is going to mention in verse 14 that there's 5,000 adults, probably 12 to 15,000 people that are hungry and need to be fed. How far will 5 loaves and 2 fish go among so many? So get the flavor of that dialogue. This is such an incredible, life-changing story. The disciples are saying, let's let somebody else be that change for this crowd. Let's let somebody else do it. And Jesus looks at them. Maybe he points at them. We don't know exactly what his gesture was, but the pronoun is you give them something to eat. If that's the change you want, do it. Step out. If that's what you know needs to be done, then do it. And it's very important to understand that Jesus is not tying up a heavy burden and giving us unrealistic expectations and not lifting a finger to help us with it. That's what the Pharisees did. Jesus is empowering. Jesus is setting us free. Jesus is saying you can live the way that you truly, truly want to live in the image of God, being the change that you want to see in the world, doing what you know God has called you to do. That's what this story is about. And I know that the Spirit of God is already reminding you of the change that you would like to see in the world, in the family, in the church, reminding you of what you know needs to be done. And whether that's being extravagantly generous to the poor, living generously in some way, calling people to some truth, being that kind of parent that it's in your heart to be, this kind of boyfriend or this kind of girlfriend, right? This kind of leader, to start that, to risk there, to begin to fight for this group, to be the change that you want to see in the world, to actually do it. And even now, as the Spirit of God is moving in and through this story and reminding us of the change that we want to see, the enemy comes in with all of our doubts, and we say something like, well, we only have 5 loaves and 2 fish, and there's so many thousands of people. I don't have what it takes. And if that word wins the day, we continue to wait for someone else to do it, waiting for someone else to be the change that we want to see within the world. And what Luke is saying in this story, and in so many other stories, is that the mission of Jesus is to set people free, to empower people, to say to people, you give them something to eat. You be the change that you want to see. You do it. And don't forget that it wasn't the disciples that multiplied the bread and the loaves. They had to bring what little they had, put it in the hands of Jesus, and then Jesus put it back in their hands, and it multiplied. By the power of the Spirit, thousands were fed. And so often in my life, so often in your life, we want to send the crowd away because we only have 5 loaves and 2 fish, and we end up waiting for someone else to do it, waiting for someone else to be the change. And Jesus believed in his disciples. He empowers his disciples. He sets his disciples free to go, to risk, to do, and to be that change that we want to see within the world. And so I'm going to take a little bit of time with Jesus. Let's take a little bit of time with Jesus, and let's ask the question, what is it? What change do we want to see? And what does it look like to begin to be that change? By the power of the Spirit, you give them something to eat. So let's begin that dialogue with Jesus this morning, and then let's let it continue throughout the day, and we will talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store. Or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.